Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. A new original play explores the beginnings of Deadwood's long and intertwined relationship with economic development and historic preservation. Written by Deadwood History, Inc. Exhibits Director Daryl Nelson, You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet, Deadwood is a three-act traveling play set in the 1920s. It goes from the historic Adams House to the Days of 76 Museum and ends at the Adams Museum. Daryl Nelson joins us on the line. And Daryl, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Also with us is Deadwood History Communications Director Rose Spears, who is directing the play. And Rose, thanks for joining the program as well.
Thanks, Carl.
Well, where did the idea for the play come from, Rose?
Actually, our previous executive director, Mary Kopko, had written a grant about a year and a half ago, Carl, and she got funding to proceed with the project. And so we're executing the work that she did, and Carolyn Weber is leading the project as our executive director.
And Daryl Nelson, how did it come that you were the one that wrote the play?
Well, I remember seeing my name on the grant, and I thought, oh, no, that's me. Well, I've done a lot of writing, and I think Mary's confident that I could address this. So what I did was do relevant research on the 20s, things that were happening here, read a number of plays from well-known playwrights, and then just jump in. And then I knew that once begun, I was going to need help by professionals. And you know, Rose has considerable experience, so that's what I did. I wrote, and then we had lots of edits back and forth, and that's how it got to be a three-act play that it is.
So Daryl, how much experience did you have writing plays before this?
Do I dare tell you over there?
If you feel brave enough, none.
None. I wrote a kind of a slapstick tour, a scary tour of the house, a 40-minute tour, but this is a different venture altogether. And I discovered that I really enjoyed it. And I'm willing, very, very willing to say that I was out of my league, but I had lots of help and kind of took to it. And the real test is the response of the people coming to it, and it's been very positive so far.
So, Rose, how did this all come together then with the story and the characters and the idea behind the play? How did everyone work together to make this a reality?
Well, I think, you know, Carolyn leading the project, Carl, and Daryl wrote an incredible script. It's got great dialogue, great humor, great interaction. There's tension. It's got everything a play needs. And so I cast the play, and the people that were cast in the play are thoroughly enjoying the parts. And then, as Daryl said, the play is getting a great response from the public. People are saying how much they learned between the three acts, and it's just a very engaging piece.
So, I want to jump in there
yes.
and say that I enjoyed the writing, but I'm fully aware that that's entirely dependent on the skills and the commitment of Rose and the actors, and I could never act, and I'm so impressed by what these people have done, and it's fun being part of a team project like this.
So what is the story in the play, Daryl? It's set in the 1920s. You have some real characters. You have some fictional characters. What is the story here?
The story focuses on the major changes that happened in the destiny of Deadwood. So it begins in Act One, where there are discussions in the Adams House that very likely occurred there about what Deadwood's going to do for its future, the idea of this crazy thing called a Days of 76 celebration. And then it moves to 1927, where the celebration has been going on, and then ends with the dedication of the museum on the steps of the museum. But what's happening at the same time is that there are some vicious political battles going on in town, and some kind of tooth and nail fights over prohibition. You know, the idea of honoring prostitutes or this crazy guy Wild Bill Hickok, for example. So I'm playing with the likely tensions that people felt about the future of the city and how they saw themselves, and the political tensions that were both national and local. So there's a lot to work with. You know, the drama and the anger and the personal challenges are quite real, and the ones in the play did and would have happened in actual Deadwood.
So this play is really the true story of how Deadwood started to understand how it could use its colorful history?
Yes.
Yeah?
Very much so, yes, right. And take advantage of this new phenomenon called automobile tourism. You know, one of the characters that's a lot of fun is this newspaper editor called Edward Sen. Of all people, he was viciously against gaming and prostitution and liquor. Well, he's in Deadwood, for goodness sake. So I have a lot of fun with him fighting the idea of honoring Deadwood's past in that way. And then, of course, there's the very dramatic story of W. E. Adams, who's, you know, locally his loss and his drama is famous and part of our story. But his own political fortunes and his personal loss make for good drama in the play itself.
He lost his wife. Is that correct?
Wife and daughter and granddaughter, all in 48 hours. And his first daughter had died of disease year before that. So he was he knew pain and suffering quite thoroughly. And then he does this outrageous thing of marrying a woman from Lead. So we have a lot of fun with the social implications that, and local people who know that historic competition get a lot of fun out of the humor of that.
Rose, what's interesting about the production here, as I understand it, the play actually goes to three different locations. How does that work?
What we do, Carl, is we have the Deadwood trolley, and they pick everyone up prior to the play starting, and the Deadwood trolley transports everybody to each location, so they don't have to drive themselves. They're taken care of, and then Daryl is on the trolley with them, along with Carolyn. And they're both talking to them about what's going to happen in each act, just giving them a slight preview. And then Daryl really talks about the 20s and really gets people excited about all the incredible things that were going on, as he said, not only locally but nationally.
So how did that work? The first was last weekend. Opportunities again this coming weekend. Rose, how did that work? Shuttling people from location to location last weekend.
Incredibly well. The Deadwood trolley system is fantastic, and we had Brooks as our driver, and he just was right where we needed him, right when we needed him. And I get the cast out first out of each location, and I get them in their cars, and they're all transported together as best we can, and then the trolley takes off after that, so I can have the cast arrive right before the trolley.
Did you have to rehearse those logistics to see how they would work before putting this on last weekend?
We did, but just with cars, mm-hmm. just with our cars, and yeah, we ran a week of rehearsals, jumping from location to location.
Now,
then when Act 3 is done, then everyone comes back to the beginning point, the Homestead Adams Research and Culture Center, and we have cake and we meet the actors and have a good time, kind of debriefing with the audience itself. So it's a complete experience.
So how many people are able to attend the performance?
Well, the trolley holds about 32 people, so that's about what we max it out at. And we've had full audiences at the 2 p.m. show, so we've been doing quite well in the afternoon. In the morning is a little lighter, and we still have openings this weekend, Carl.
So is this, Rose, has this been a fun project to be a part of? It sounds like it has.
It really has. I've directed at the Historic Homestake Opera House in Lead, but it was interesting to do a project where I work with my own company and with material that I'm extremely familiar with, because of people like Carolyn and Daryl. So it's been a very rewarding experience, and I hope we do something like this again. It was fantastic.
Have you ever directed a performance that goes from different venues?
Never.
Was that part of the idea from the beginning, that you would do that, or did that come along later as this was being put together?
That came from Mary's grant when she wrote it. She wanted the public to experience each of the three museums, and actually it's actually all four properties, since they end up at the Homestake Adams Research and Cultural Center as well. So they get to touch each of our four properties, and what better way to do it than with an experience like this?
Daryl, was that a challenge in writing this play, in having it in the different venues?
Not really. I guess the first challenge was the Act One is in a historic restored mansion, so we have to respect the space and what you can do with a valuable setting like that. But it flowed rather easily, and I had a good experience with it. And people are saying, "What are you doing next?" And I don't know. We need to rest first. It's been a very good experience, and it's an exciting way to enliven history. We have lots of vibrant exhibits, but this is a new way of coming into the past, and I think it's working very well for the audiences.
So do you see, Daryl, now that you've written your initial play, that there are other plays perhaps in your future?
Who knows? I'm passing around the Joy Cup. What's next? Deadwood the Musical. I don't know. It would be fun, but we'll see. Ask me again in 4 years and see where we're going.
4 years. Well, Deadwood is, you know, I think you could do just about anything with a play in,
right.
in Deadwood.
Yeah, and a musical would fit. Can you think Paint Your Wagon, things like that. So the characters and the stories are, you know, like the HBO series showed, you don't have to make up anything, and it's still a great tale.
Rose, do you see that this experience is creating some new ideas, some other possibilities that you're starting to think about for the future?
Oh, absolutely. I think Carolyn has come up with several other ideas from this, and I know Daryl and myself as well. And so I think with being able to produce a great work like this, that the door is just opening for us. There's other ways that we can take our museums and touch the public, and it's working.
As in this whole project, I have been amazed at the talent that's on the staff. I had no idea that so many of us could do so many different things. So I think that's part of the mix, is realizing we've got a lot of potential. We've got a great mix of people. It's a lot of fun to work here.
Performances are Saturday and Sunday at 11 and 2 for You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet, Deadwood. And Rose, you mentioned there's still some openings, but yet reservations are required?
Yes, please.
And people who are interested in tickets, how can they get them?
They can call us at 605-722-4800.
All right. Well, Rose, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you.
And Daryl, thanks for your time as well, and I hope that you have another great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. Our pleasure.
Daryl Nelson is the Deadwood History Inc.'s exhibits director. He's author of You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet, Deadwood. And Deadwood History's communications director, Rose Spears, directs the play. Again, You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet. Deadwood performances are Saturday and Sunday at 11 and 2.